We're going to begin today's program taking stock of the extraordinary few months we've faced as a nation, looking ahead to what that could mean for American democracy. Trust in American institutions has been dropping over the past few decades, and that was before the coronavirus pandemic, the economic fallout from trying to contain it, and the recent protests over racial injustice. But it seems clear just from the scale of the most recent protests that many Americans feel powerless, and many are saying they don't have faith in Congress, politics in general, and increasingly polarized mass media. A new report from the American Academy of Arts and Sciences addresses these failures and gives detailed suggestions on how to fix them. It's called Our Common Purpose, Reinventing American Democracy for the 21st Century, and we're joined now by two people who worked on this report. Danielle Allen is the director of Harvard's Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics. She was one of the co-chairs. Professor Allen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Wallace Jefferson is a former Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court. Your Honor, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be with you.
Professor Allen, I'm going to start with you. You were one of the co-chairs of this commission. You obviously started this work well before people were taking to the streets to protest. What were some of the things that occasioned this massive project?
We were set off on it by various alarm bells that were already ringing about the state of American democracy. There is the very low commitment of young Americans to democracy. So fewer than 30% of people under the age of 40 consider it essential to live in a democracy, for example. There are Congress's low approval ratings hit 9% in 2013. It's come back up to 30%. But Congress is the first branch. It's the people's voice. If the people don't approve its own voice, that tells you your democracy is broken in some fundamental way. So we convened a broad, bipartisan, demographically diverse commission of people to really figure out what are Americans experiencing and try to come up with solutions.
So let's get to some of the suggestions in the report. They are bold. Increasing the size of the House of Representatives, term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices, universal voting and instant voter registration. Chief Justice Jefferson, as a person who's actually had to run an election, I mean, could you see yourself running on a platform that said, you know what, the system is broken, it needs to be rethought?
I think I could, and I think I should. I think people who are in public office need to take advantage of this time of crisis to go back to the people and say, we hear you, we want to change things, and change it in a way that will prioritize the voices of our diverse democracy. The last time I ran as an African-American Republican in Texas was when Barack Obama was at the top of the ticket. I thought that was pretty startling to think about the progress we've made. I'm the descendant of a slave, and the slave was owned by a Texas judge. And years later, his descendant becomes Chief Justice of Texas. So you have this idea that we were at a moment of progress, and now we're seeing that was perilous. The Black Lives Movement and what's happening with the police forces really make us focus our attention on the deficits here in the United States.